the DuPont Cavalcade of America, starring Leo G. Carroll.
Good evening. This is Leo G. Carroll. When a man such as Robert E. Lee emerges during times of stress, people love to tell of his words and deeds, even sing of them in their folk songs. Tonight in our cavalcade drama, you will hear all these, the words, the deeds, and the song. Now, Lee of Virginia, an original radio play starring Leo G. Carroll as General Robert E. Lee on the DuPont Cavalcade of America.
There is a hillside green and fair. The boys, they lay a-waiting there. A soldier under every tree, awaiting word from General Lee.
I heard they've been talking surrender in that red house over yonder with General Grant.
Say, Harry, how do you spell that up, Maddox?
Gee, I don't know, Britt.
I said they're talking surrender. Didn't you two hear me?
Well, sure we heard you, George. But we disbelieve you.
On your feet, boys. The general's coming up the hill.
Yes, sir.
Well, what happened?
General Lee. He's all by himself, riding traveler.
Come to attention.
What's the matter with him?
Yeah, something's wrong. Look at his face. He couldn't have done it.
Men, we have fought the war together. I've done my best for you, as you have for me. You'll all be paroled. You must go back to your home.
Don't say it, General. Oh, we'll fight them yet.
I'll organize all these men, sir. We'll go on fighting.
Yes, sir.
My boys, no one of you is defeated. You fought gallantly and honorably. Our surrender is an honorable one. But now you must go to your home, as I go to mine. Take up again the care of your families. Prepare the soil for the future. Oh, it'll not be easy. But if you face the peace bravely as you've gone into battle, we shall win a victory after all. Goodbye, boys. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Lieutenant Williams, how can we go home? What?
I'd rather die first.
There'll be a way. Don't worry. I'll find a way. We'll take to the hills. There'll be others like us, and we won't ever give up, so long as we're alive to fight.
The road to Richmond is dark and stone, and he rides it all alone. Whether he's right or whether he's wrong, the road from war to peace is long.
Father!
Oh, hello, Rooney.
Oh, welcome back, Father.
Ah, thank you, son, for coming to meet me.
I'll ride home with you, sir.
How's your mother, boy? Have your sisters taken good care of her?
Yes, sir, as well as they could, but it's been hard to get decent food since the fire in Richmond. It's been like an Armageddon all over Virginia. People are starving, Father. There's no work. Since President Lincoln was shot, well, everybody's being watched. Federals are everywhere.
I know.
Father, what are we going to do? What's the answer to all this?
Rooney, for you who are young, the answer is to look forward. Turn your backs on hate and think only of rebuilding the shattered Union. Virginia is our homeland, but the United States is our nation, its constitution our guide. You and your comrades in arms must carry on this battle for peace now in my place.
In your place, Father? I don't understand.
I can no longer lead you. They say I'm to go on trial soon for treason.
Peace is hard, and the sky is red, and Father Abraham is dead. In Richmond, the woes of the people be the woes, the burdens of General Lee.
Would you like some of this cornbread, Robert? I'm afraid we've nothing to spread on it.
Oh, we mustn't complain, Mary dear.
I think it's humiliating when the world goes round that we're starving and they bring us food baskets.
Ah, Mary, I understand so well how you feel. But we're no different from the thousands of others who are trying to find a way to build a new life. You and I can get along on very little. What I keep thinking of is the young people of the South and the North, the soldiers who went into the army as boys, who have no training for anything but war. Yes, come in.
Father, there's a gentleman waiting for you in the parlor. I thought perhaps you'd want to see him first. He's come all the way from Lexington.
Why, show him in here, son.
All right, Father.
Lexington. Stonewall Jackson's home.
Yes, so it was.
Please come this way, Judge.
Thank you.
Mrs. Lee, General Lee, may I present Judge Brokenbro.
How do you do?
How do you
do,
Judge?
Yes, I remember you now, Judge. Yes, you teach the law in Lexington.
I am rector at Washington College now, sir.
Oh, that's interesting. Won't you join us here at breakfast?
Thank you, but I think I should state my mission right away. Sir, I have the honor to inform you that the trustees of Washington College wish you to become our president.
Well, that's a most gracious offer, sir.
Oh, Robert, it's wonderful.
I'm afraid we have very little else to offer, though, General Lee. Our buildings were hard hit during the war. We have no money and very few students.
Father, if you're thinking of going into education, surely you could find some school with a few assets.
Well, now, Rooney, George Washington favored the place, as I remember. And there was nothing wrong with his taste.
Then may I assume you accept, General?
Well, no, not so fast, sir. My name would not benefit Washington College. You see, sir, I may be under indictment for treason.
General, none of us believe you could be brought to trial in a civil court. You carry an honorable military parole, sir.
Nevertheless, Judge, my name is under a cloud.
Please consider it anyway, General.
Oh, I shall. But I believe the education of our youth to be so important in the rebuilding of this nation that I'd not allow myself to endanger its progress in any way.
You know, Father, I think riding out in the country like this is doing you a world of good.
Yes, I've even been thinking of turning farmer myself. Thought we might stop in here and get some advice from old Jed Marshall.
Oh, you've given up the idea of accepting the post at Washington College entirely?
Rooney, the question of the trial is still unsettled. And I've not received an amnesty from President Johnson.
But Father, people love you and respect you. People from both the North and the South. It doesn't matter whether you have an official pardon or not.
Well, perhaps not, but I still feel that I should set an example by living quietly and in peace. I hope it will help our people to do the same. Well, son, here we are. Oh, traveler. Well, we won't be long.
Well, that's strange. Jed's house is dark.
Well, he's probably out of kerosene like everybody else.
Oh, maybe he's out with the livestock.
Well, let's try the door anyway.
It's so quiet, I don't hear anybody about. Usually there's someone... General Lee.
Why, we thought you were gone, Jed.
General Lee, come in, quickly.
Why, what's all the mystery?
We spotted a Federal down the road a few minutes ago. Here, come this way. I'll light a candle.
Well, why should you be afraid, Jed?
You'll see in a minute. Here we are.
What? Why, what? Who's this? Who are all these men?
Lieutenant Williams. I was with you at Appomattox, sir.
Me too, General.
So was I, sir.
Me too.
Why, of course, I remember you all, but what are you doing here?
We'd have sent for you, General Lee, if you hadn't stopped in tonight. We're organizing the nucleus of a new fighting force. We can still win this war with your help.
We'll join the guerrillas in the Carolinas.
Yes, sir. We're going to show them they can't keep us down under their new military rule.
Gentlemen, can you be thinking that the Army of Northern Virginia was surrendered lightly?
No, sir. No, sir, but...
No. Go home, boys, all of you. I know it seems more than a man can bear, but you're noble men, all of you. You've proved that you can withstand the most terrible rigors of war. Now you must prove that you're capable of earning the peace.
I went home, General, and it was burned.
My farm had been a battlefield, sir.
Boys, above all, we must seek with our countrymen the fulfillment of self-government, the birthright of every American. We must obey faithfully the laws of the United States, remaining loyal in kindness and humanity to the Constitution of our country. Now, I ask you, I beg you to go back to your homes, no matter what the cost, and learn to live for a peaceful future.
How, General Lee? How, if you tell us not to fight?
Perhaps we'll find the answer in understanding and endeavor, through learning how to rebuild, through education. My boy, I see now that I'm still needed. For me, the answer lies at Washington College.
Oh, the road is dusty, the day is warm, the buttons are stripped from his uniform, and there is no rest in the August sun. He must take the road to Lexington.
You are listening to Lee of Virginia, starring Leo G. Carroll as Robert E. Lee on The Cavalcade of America, sponsored by the DuPont Company, maker of better things for better living through chemistry.
Well, the war was over. But the peace that followed was a nightmare of bitterness and cruel readjustment. The man to whom the whole South looked for leadership was one of the few who had turned his back on the hatreds bred by war. Instead, Robert E. Lee turned to education, knowing that youth was the hope of the country. And for the young people he loved, he rode on to Lexington, Virginia, to become president of Washington College.
Oh, traveler, war boy. Oh, boy. Well, this must be Lexington, all right.
Howdy.
Oh, good day. Can you tell me where Colonel Reed lives?
Yeah, I'll ask you.
Well, you're very pretty. What's your name, child?
Bessie Nelson. My father teaches school.
Oh, well, that's very commendable of him. Would you like a ride on my horse?
Oh, yes. But maybe I oughtn't. Oh,
why not, Bessie?
This isn't the right time of year for Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus? Oh, I'll still be here at Christmas, I promise you. Come on now. I'll lift you up.
All right.
Hmm? There we are. Now, surely you can see where Colonel Reed's house is?
Uh-huh.
He's invited me to stay with him until my own quarters are ready on the campus.
It's the General. It's General Lee.
General Lee.
Welcome to Lexington, General Lee.
Why, it's Captain White. Good afternoon.
Welcome to Lexington, sir. We weren't expecting you till tomorrow.
Ah, for good horse, sir. Well, now, tell me all about yourself. What are you doing these days?
Teaching at General Lee's College, sir.
Well, surely they aren't calling you that.
Well, there are many of us who hope someday the college will be called Washington and Lee, sir.
And they're going to have a big celebration, and I'm going to throw roses in front of him.
What's this, Betty? You mean for Santa Claus?
No, for General Lee when he comes.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't like to disappoint anyone, but I wish we could do without the celebration and the flowers.
Oh, but it's all planned, sir. This is a big event for us.
Then let's have your big event in a small way. We have much to do at Washington College. Much to rebuild, much to teach and to learn. And the less tumult there is about it, the more we shall accomplish.
A blackboard and a piece of chalk. The dogwood's blooming by the walk. The general's first new battle won at the college named for Washington.
General Lee, am I disturbing you, sir?
Not at all, Professor Wyatt. Well, what can I do for you?
I have a young man here, a former soldier of yours, Lieutenant Williams. Says he was with you at Appomattox.
Williams? Oh, of course. Yes, come in. I'm delighted to see you again.
Thank you, sir. I thought I'd come to see you. I've been thinking over what you told us that night at Jed Marshall's, and I...
You're planning to enroll here at Washington College? Hmm? I hope so.
I'd like to, sir, but I can't see my way clear. I haven't been able to find work, and Latin and Greek will hardly help me earn my living.
Mr. Williams, when the college has been fully restored, I'm going to see to it that our students have a chance to learn practical things. Chemistry, commerce, journalism. I hope to see hundreds of our young veterans here graduating as men who can help rebuild our economy. Mr. Williams, you've come a long way with me. You have repaid my faith in you. I should like to see you study for a profession.
I'd like to very much, but...
Well, there'll be work right here on the campus. Repairs, building. You'll be able to earn your way by working at night. What do you think?
All right, sir. I will. I think I'd like to try it, sir.
Ah, good, good. I know you won't regret your decision. And you've made this fine day a happy one for me.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
There was something else I wanted to speak to you about, General.
Yes, Professor White?
I thought I ought to inform you of something the faculty has been discussing.
Oh?
There's been a good deal of criticism about our methods of discipline here.
I know, Professor. Yes, there are some who insist that every time a Yankee comes to Washington College, he finds us giving the rebel yell and waving battle flags.
Well, the boys do lose their head now and then, sir. Especially since we've enrolled so many students from the North. If you would impose a few more rules...
No, I won't hear of it. Washington College is a democracy. My boys are here on their honor, learning to live as citizens in the larger democracy of our nation.
Well, General Lee, perhaps the students don't see that point of view as clearly as you do.
Now, they know how I feel. They won't let me down. No, while I'm president of Washington College, and I hope forever after me, the students will be treated like the gentlemen they are, Northerners and Southerners.
No seats left. What are we supposed to do? Stand up all through class?
Wouldn't you know it'd be a Yankee? Take the last chair.
I got just as much right to skate on this pond as you have.
Sure you have. Go on. Take it, you carpetbagger. You've taken everything else.
I say it went a mile wide.
And I say it was a strike. Any objections, Yankee?
Yes. I know baseball. I oughta. I played it against your side all through the siege of Richmond. You know who won that little game?
Why? You...
Mr. Williams, how are you feeling?
I'm...
All right, I guess, sir.
I heard you were suffering from a severe toothache. I'm sorry to see you in the infirmary with it.
It's more than a toothache, sir.
Yes, headache, too. Hmm? Skin knuckles and discolored eye. Mr. Williams, I understand you've been doing very well in your law studies.
Yes, sir. I'm trying very hard, sir.
Working at night to earn your expenses?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. The country needs spirited young men like you. You're a natural leader. You'll be a credit to your profession.
Thank you, sir.
You know, there's a controversy going on in the North. They're bringing strong pressure to bear against us, claiming General Lee is training a new crop of rebels. I'd never before felt the accusation worthy of an answer. But now I'm beginning to wonder if they may not be right.
Oh, General Lee, I lost my head. I got mad and didn't think how it would reflect on you. Honest, I didn't.
I'm not thinking how it will reflect on me, son. I'm thinking of our honor system. Our democracy here at the college. Is it valid? Will it work? In a democracy, we must fight just as hard to earn the peace as we fought to win it.
I'll try, sir. I promise you. From now on, I'll try.
In halls once wrecked by cannon fire, he teaches young men to aspire to the practice of democracy. A noble teacher, General Lee.
The meeting of the Stratford-upon-Avon Literary Society will come to order.
I second the motion.
Nobody's made a motion yet.
Well, then I'll make one. It's a fine night for a calathumps. A beautiful, noisy one. How about it?
I got a copper kettle.
I can get Mrs. Campbell's tin bathtub.
Oh, we can do better than that. How about old Fritz's glockenspiel?
Wonderful.
Hey, look who's coming. With Williams.
Oh, that Vermonter. I thought he was getting the silent treatment.
He is, from me.
Me too.
Well, as I live and breathe, Stratford-upon-Avon in session apartment quadrangle.
Hello, Williams. How are you?
Hello, fellas.
Say, what is this?
I guess it's because I'm from the North. They won't talk to me. Well, I got to be getting along anyway.
Now, wait a minute, kid.
See you later. Night.
Listen, you literary giants, what's going on?
Why, nothing.
I get it. General Lee says no more fighting, so now it's a silent treatment.
It can't hurt anybody, can it?
It certainly can. Us.
What's the matter with you, Williams?
Look over there, across the campus. You see anything?
Well, it looks like the general taking his nightly constitutional with travel.
Right. And he'd sure be pleased to know we're obeying his wishes about keeping out of the fights.
Well, we are, aren't we?
Yeah, but what about the spirit? It isn't easy to be tolerant, especially when you think you've been wronged. But if General Lee could go through what he did and come out of it trying to help put this country back together again, I guess we can try along with him. And I'm starting in right now.
That's right, traveler. Sniff that spring air. Dogwood's blooming early this year. Know what this day is, traveler? April 9th. 3 years ago at Appomattox, you and I didn't have much to live for, did we? Now see what we have. A college filled with fine young men from all over the United States. Yes, that's right, traveler. They have much to learn. We all do, traveler. But they're headed in the right direction. Want a little canter, eh? All right, it's April, and I feel like cantering, too. Yeah, we're growing old, traveler, you and I. We've ridden a long, hard road together, and there's a long road ahead of us still. But our boys are young and straight and fine. They'll go on working for a fruitful land, building to a peaceful nation long after you and I are gone.
Oh, he saddles traveler and rides away towards the dawn of another day in the battle for democracy. A noble general, Robert E. Lee.
I'm sure our radio audience joins the audience in the theater tonight applauding the performance of Leo G. Carroll and the rest of tonight's cast on the Cavalcade of America. Next week, Cavalcade will present the dynamic Hollywood star Robert Mitchum in Thunder on the Hudson, a romantic radio play based on the life of Washington Irving. We invite you to listen to Robert Mitchum next Monday night on the Cavalcade of America. Tonight's original DuPont Cavalcade, Lee of Virginia, was written by Virginia Radcliffe. The music was composed by Arden Cornwell and conducted by Donald Bryan. The ballad singer was Len Sterling. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to listen next week to Thunder on the Hudson, starring Robert Mitchum. Cavalcade of America is presented each week from the stage of the Longacre Theater on Broadway in New York and is brought to you by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.